Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. Welcome to the podcast of Around the House with Eric G. You're listening to the first hour of the radio show. Thanks for listening. For more information, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. Now, let's get to the show.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G. From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way. All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This week's going to be a special show. We're going to talk a little bit of home improvement. We're going to talk a little bit of veterans. Because last week, myself and Jeff Tracy, the cowboy cook from Barbecue Nation, we hosted in Portland a telethon for Operation Help on Our Heroes. And I wanted to show you some of the highlights from that. We did 8 hours and raised $52,000 with a bunch of other great people. But here's some of the stuff that we were involved with. Now let's head out to the show.
We can do that. Is your guy on the phone yet?
We have Damon out there. Are you out there buddy?
We are here, yeah.
Hey, right on. So you guys might know Damon out there. He's a good buddy of mine. And thanks for coming on the radio, bro.
My friend. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Good to hear your voice. So you guys might have seen him out there. Homes on Homes. Jeez, you were part of that franchise for a long time.
10 years, my friend. 10 long years. It's like dog years when you're in television doing
that. Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, Damon's the guy you have a picture of on the dashboard of your car with a little heart, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's
yeah.
him? Okay,
yeah,
man.
That's my brother.
One of Eric's too.
Yeah, there you go. We got that.
So even though you're up in the beautiful white north up there, you do so much with veterans, and I want you to be an inspiration here of some of the people out in this area here, what they do, but you do so much with the services up there in Canada. I just want you to talk a little bit about some of the stuff you've been doing to help veterans, and you are yourself. So I see you going off to deployment.
And thank you for having me today. This is, helping our veterans is it's not a country by country thing. I mean, we've been allies for as long as our countries have existed. And I think helping veterans on both sides of the border is a very, very important issue that all Americans and Canadians should really take heed to. I mean, they fought for what we have in terms of our freedoms today, and they still fight for us on a daily basis. So I feel, as well as the VA here and there, need to take care of them as well as everyday citizens do. So, you know, I've tried to help out as much as I can. Now, we don't have in Canada as many conflicts. We're not going into as many conflicts. We have a much smaller military. We did a lot of peacekeeping for years. And I think our first big one after Korea would have been Afghanistan. And mm-hmm. that was a big eye-opener, I think, to a lot of Canadians, seeing soldiers coming back from combat, not only injured physically, but mentally. And, and being pulled out for medical reasons out of the military for whether it was PTSD or other issues. Well, the help only goes so far. And, you know, I know that the funds are there to help them as much as they can, but I think it takes citizens as well to recognize that we have to step up and help as well. So we, you know, I've done many, many things for veterans over the years, including getting a website up with a good reporter friend of mine, Kevin Newman, up here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And we had about 20,000 employers across Canada looking for veterans at one time, because the one thing that I found is that a young veteran or middle-aged veteran coming back who all of a sudden is medically released doesn't know what to do with his life. They give their life, they give their soul to the military, and that's what they know. And it's a very intimidating thing to try and get them to work afterwards, or trying to find the right place for them. So, you know, it's a big job, but I think, you know, together as American and Canadian, hand in hand, helping, I think we can achieve some greatness for them.
Yeah, you're right, man. I mean, that's the thing. And it's great. We've already raised $30,342 already this morning here. It's amazing, a little after 10 this morning. And we're
that's
going
about 60,000 Canadian.
Yeah.
I think it's more.
Yeah.
You retire off that. But, I mean, that's fantastic. It's organizations like this that help, right? And there's different ones all across the country. But, I mean, it's these small organizations that can really make an impact on someone's life. And that's why I'm here for you guys whenever you need.
Exactly. And that's I really enjoy what you've been doing up there. I've been watching you go into some bases and doing some work on YouTube.
Yeah.
And some stuff like that, which was really fun.
Well, what I've done is the Canadian military has asked me to come in as an honorary. So an honorary, I don't believe you have it in the United States, but an honorary here comes into a unit or a battalion. And mm-hmm. what we do is we represent. So we talk to the soldiers. We help them out if they need anything. We represent the units. We do media appearances for them and really try and get the word out there. But we are there as a support unit. And because my life is so hectic, as you know, Eric, you know, I travel a lot. I do some TV, obviously lots of radio. And plus, I run a full-time construction project.
No kidding.
Projects at the same time. So it keeps my life very busy. But what I've been able to do is be able to help in my time. And I don't have a lot of spare time, but what I do is I dedicated it to veterans. And that is my cause. You know, I also rescue animals, but that's a lesser thing. You know, yeah. I do a lot of that as well in my household. But veterans is a big one for all the reasons I just talked about, right? World War II was a massive thing for Canadian history. Really, it brought us out of the spotlight under the British rule and mm-hmm. made us Canada a country. And just, you know, this just solidified us as a country. It was really World War I, World War II. But I grew up in small town Canada.
And
a lot of people around me were World War II veterans at that time. They were aging, but I mean, in a small communities, everyone talks. So I grew up with stories from people that landed on the beaches on the 5th, you know, on those very important days. And I grew up with such an appreciation. I was just like, how can I ever give back? Growing up, I was just like, how do I do this? And, you know, opportunities came in front of me, and I was able to help, and I jumped into that role. So, and I know people like you guys as well, like, this is what you're passionate about. This is what you want to do. Helping our vets has become important to everybody, which I think is a fantastic, fantastic thing.
That's awesome, man. And we really appreciate, well, your service to the world as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you guys have done so much, and I just love that you're helping people out there, because these are all people that have given so much to everybody. You know, Operation Helping Our Heroes, 100% of this money that's coming into this is being used for veterans assistance. There's no administration and that other stuff.
Damon, I came from a family. My father was, and people are probably going to get tired of me saying this, but he went across Omaha.
Cool.
June 6th, 44. Okay.
Wow.
And he got to come home in Christmas of 45. He was actually over in England in 43. So it was a 2.5-3 year stretch for him.
Yeah.
Never talked about it much. Yeah, you know.
Like my grandfather's the same thing, though. He was Philippines with MacArthur.
Yeah.
So
but those guys came home, just said, okay, the war's over. And we didn't know what PTSD was. They called it shell shock back there, back then, you know. But they just got a job and went on with their life. And they compartmentalized and buried so much stuff emotionally, a lot of them did.
Raised families, went to work every day, contributed to society while suffering. I totally agree with you.
Yep. So I've got other family members from Korea to Vietnam to Iraq to Afghanistan and all that stuff.
Amazing. We need to sit down with a drink and tell some stories here, because those are amazing. That's part of, I think, both of our history, right? That's
exactly
right.
Those guys are heroes. They're heroes.
Oh, absolutely. And the other reason we're allies is Labatt's. Did you know that?
You're right. Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah.
We have one just around the corner here from where I live, so it's a big factory here.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's
well, we need to get you out here, brother, because you've always got a place to stay at my place, and we've been talking about this for a while, so let's make that happen one of these days.
And the weather's better where you guys are, right?
Well,
we're already in about 8 inches of snow here, so.
That means I got to do another one of those videos of sitting outside in my tank top to troll your post of ice.
Our polar bears are in the zoo, Damon.
Well, and I'll tell you one interesting story before you guys let me go. The military did fly me up a few years ago to, we have a base, I'm sure I'm not supposed to talk about it too much, but we have a base up in the Arctic, and it's the northernmost, I think, place, it's a listening post, so it's the northernmost base, I think, in the world, and it's about, I think it's what, 700 clicks south of the North Pole.
Wow.
And so they flew me up there just to do a little bit of filming with them, and I got to experience polar bears right in front of me. So we watched a mother and her cub walk right in front of us by about 20 feet. So that was an experience of my life.
Wow. But yeah. More of Around the House with Eric G and Operation Helping Our Heroes just after these important messages. Friday, when we were sitting there for 8 hours, Jeff Tracy and I, with Bob Miller and a whole bunch of other people, big team of putting this together, helping out veterans and their families. Head to theanswerportland.com to donate. Love to click on the banner, and we'd love to get your donation. Now let me head back out to the show where we were talking with Handyman Bob. Yes, that Handyman Bob, former host of Around the House. Welcome back to Operation Helping Our Heroes. I'm Eric G.
I'm JT, and we have
Handyman Bob in the studio.
Yay,
it's great
Bob.
To be here, I'll tell you.
So let's give a little bit of history back here. First off, though, I want you to call and donate to Operation Helping Our Heroes, 503-239-HELP. That's 503-239-HELP.
And those for who are numerically challenged, that actually is 503-239-4357.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That's what those letters are for.
They're not hieroglyphics. They're actually, they mean something.
Ah, I was holding the phone wrong.
Got it.
Hey, we've broken $30,000 out there, $30,342. So we're almost halfway to my goal that we've got for the day. I'm making my own goals here.
Yeah, me too.
So let's just keep going.
What's your goal?
I'd like to see us hit 60 today.
Yep.
Well, you're over halfway.
Yeah.
Why not 70? Then you're almost halfway.
I didn't say at what time, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said today. That left us room.
Okay. Yeah. Today goes till 12:01.
Exactly.
Tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a little history session here. Handyman Bob, the former host of Around the House with Handyman Bob, is how this used to go. And then I was co-host with him for a number of years. And then when he decided he wanted his Saturdays back so he could enjoy sitting around at home with his gin and tonic, he ended up handing the reins over to me.
And my wife asked me the other day, are you sure you don't want to go back on air? I think she's tired of having me around on Saturday.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the real deal.
That's the real deal. So let's talk about you, mister, because you spent a ton of time in the Coast Guard.
I put 20 years in the United States Coast Guard. Every minute of it was good. Every minute of it since I came out of the Coast Guard has been great. I have not had a lot of the issues that I heard you and Damon and JT talking about. JT, I heard you use the term shell-shocked. Now, I'm a little older than both of you. I'm in my 70s. When I was a young boy growing up on Bush Street in Southeast Portland, we had a man who had returned from World War I, and every day he would put on his doughboy uniform and he would march up and down Bush Street from 60th to 62nd, protecting us from the Germans.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that is
a real deal.
It is a real deal. Today we call it PTSD, as you pointed out. My son put 4 years in the Coast Guard, did not end well. He came out of the Coast Guard with PTSD. He had been on a what did they call it? It was Cuban. It was part of the Cuban boat lift and the migration and the interdiction. And he went through the trauma of that was so great that he came out of that with PTSD. Ultimately, well, he tried several times to take his own life. Ultimately, he ended up dying. And so there can be those on my extreme of having never having a bad day, going through life, loving every memory that I have of the Coast Guard. And then there are those like my son. And there are those who are in the middle and they're still struggling. And
absolutely.
That's why we're here raising money today.
You got it. 503-239-HELP. 503-239-HELP. And that's how...
This is Operation Helping Our Heroes.
You got it.
For the Clark County Veterans Assistance Center.
And they help southeastern, southwestern Washington all the way through Oregon here.
Yep.
And so they are a far-reaching organization, and every single dime is going to help them.
And the guy who started all this, who was on the air until 40 minutes ago, Bob Miller, he is in the call center taking calls. And stack them up on Bob. He'll talk to you.
He'll talk to you. If you want to talk to Bob Miller, this is your chance at 503-239-4357. We're getting up to 31,000 here, but we're going to need your help. So
yeah,
dive in on that right now. So let's get back to Bob here real quick. So you spent a lot of time doing, you traveled all over with the Coast
Guard. I was all over the world. I started out, of course, in boot camp like everybody does when they go into the service. I went from there to... basic electronics training, from there to Iwo Jima, traveled all over the Pacific to Hokkaido, Japan, Honolulu, Hawaii. Gosh, that was a tough assignment.
No kidding.
Yeah, once a quarter I had to visit every Hawaiian island, whether I wanted to or not. And that was, you know, somebody had to do it. I was even stationed on anti-submarine duty in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I wanted to, you never heard of a Russian submarine in the Ohio River, did you?
I thought I saw one a couple times, but that was after coming out of the captain's quarter bar in Kentucky.
And that was a bottle of vodka.
That was an upside down barge, probably.
But
I'm here to tell you, we did a good job, because there were never any Russian submarines up there in the
Ohio
River.
You were 100% successful.
I was 100% successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and you know, it would be fun if I know that you can take calls, because we had Damon on air a little while ago, and though that's a tough act to follow.
No kidding.
When you go on after Damon.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to have other service people call in.
Yeah.
Call in with their experience and their donation.
I like that. We can work that out.
We can make that happen. A couple of people that are coming up later today, just talking about service people. Casey Beard, who was retired out as a lieutenant colonel. He was Schwarzkopf's intelligence officer.
That's a good one.
In Desert Storm.
He's coming up?
Yep. He's coming up this afternoon.
Boy, I'll be tuned in.
Yeah, he's good. We've got Tom Gearhart, who this kind of comes from my barbecue side. Tom Gearhart just won the Royal in Kansas City. He was an Army Ranger. We'll be talking to him. And also Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers. Noah was a Navy corpsman, serves with Special Ops, and then went on to go back and do some private contracting. But now he's running his barbecue company. So we've got those people coming up later today.
Fantastic. Nice. All good reasons to listen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I've got some other ones coming up here, too. So I've got my friend Russell Accord, who is, his new show is coming out on the Travel Channel, Operation Bigfoot.
Oh.
He's a service member out there who served in a bunch of stuff, so he's going really well with that. When we come back, I want to take your call.
We'd love to take a call, but the telethon is over, but you can still donate at theanswerportland.com. That's theanswerportland.com. We'll be back just after these important messages.
And you're listening to Around the House with Eric G.
It makes me want to.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. You know, this is a special event this weekend where we're going to be listening to what we recorded last week with Operation Help on Our Heroes. This was a telethon that I was just honored to be a part of. And quite frankly, the community here in Portland really stepped up. So if you still want to donate, you can donate. You're just going to have to head over to theanswerportland.com. That's theanswerportland.com. And look for Operation Helping Your Heroes. And that'll go directly to help the veterans and their families and everybody else that's part of that active service member or veteran program. Now, here's a cool thing. We're not taking phone calls now. So if you hear us on the show talking about it, those phones are going to go to voicemail. But here's the great thing. You could still donate. So head to theanswerportland.com. Now, it was really nice to have Handyman Bob back in the studio. It's been a while since him and I've been doing the show. And if you remember back, he was the old host for about a decade of Around the House and really got me back into radio and helped me get going with Around the House with Eric G. So I want to give Handyman Bob a lot of thanks and for coming in his busy schedule to make it work. But let's head back out to time with JT and I and Handyman Bob here. We'll finish up our talk with him. There's a lot more show ahead, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Operation Help on Our Heroes. I got to get some more coffee here. By the way, thanks to Ox Coffee Box for donating our coffee here for the all the people in there. They're helping out on our telethon today. And I was kind of halfway laughing because Jeff Treacy here was dancing to
Zeppelin.
Little Zeppelin going on there. Music. So, by the way, 503-239-HELP is the number. 503-239-4357.
You got it. Finally, see, you got it.
I got it.
If you want to call, make a donation, which we would very much appreciate. You can talk to Bob Miller or any of the other fine people that are in the call center. We have people from the National Guard Air Wing out at the Portland Air Base. They're taking calls in there, too, now. Colonel Dan is in there.
Excellent.
He's doing that. Colonel Dan's kind of the live energy center of a lot of this.
No kidding.
So he's in there. And then the fine folks from the Clark County Veterans Assistance Center up in Vancouver.
I want to give a shout out here to Mark and Nancy. They just called in and donated $50 for their late brother, Roger, who served on an aircraft carrier in Vietnam. So love seeing these stories. We're up to almost up to 31,000. We're at 3792. So we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there by 6 o'clock today. So I want you guys to...
Where's the music when you
need
it?
I know, right? Well, we got Handyman Bob in here, who was the carrier of Around the House with Handyman Bob for nearly a decade.
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years before you handed it off to me, and him and I were running that show for a long time together before he decided to take his Saturdays back.
And now you've taken it to all new levels. I am so proud of what you've done with it.
Thanks, brother.
It is absolutely incredible. You're taking the show national, something you and I talked about a lot.
Yep.
I wasn't interested in doing media. You were all in on media.
Yep.
And I decided it still is, and doing a phenomenal job.
Thanks, brother. Well, I want to talk to you because you are a owner of a veteran-owned business.
I am. Actually, it's interesting because in this day and age of veteran-owned, minority-owned, women-owned, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. I have a business partner who is female. So it is a 50% veteran-owned, 50% woman-owned business.
There we go.
So you'd think we should get some of those set asides, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the plan, right?
But it is a veteran-owned business. I was 20 years Coast Guard. I started this company 4 years ago, coming up on 4 years ago, to help a lot of my other contractor buddies who were facing a big unknown. The state and through Metro had decided, you know what, we've got to reinforce all of our asbestos rules at the transfer stations and in the landfills. And they all kind of went, huh? So I looked into it, found out what it was all about. It was too good an opportunity for an old man. I had to come back out of semi-retirement that you had put me into and started the company. And that's when I got too busy to do show prep anymore.
Well, see, it's interesting because I will never forget that conversation that you and I had that one day where you were trying to figure out your next path of life. You're like, okay, I'm retired. I want to do something different for a number of years. And you and I started talking about asbestos. And man, proud of what you've built with that. You have built a monster that is doing really well out there. It's been
an interesting ride because for 17 years, I was a general contractor. At the end of the road, when I had a hip replaced, all I had left to sell was a truck full of tools. At this point in time, I have a company that employs three people.
Mm-hmm.
The employees all have health, dental, and vision.
Nice.
We're all taking home a pretty good amount of money. Mm-hmm. It's a comfortable living. So I'm really pleased that in 4 years I've been able to do a lot more with this. But it all starts with the right sense of purpose. In this case, the right sense of purpose was build a company with the intent of selling it.
Sure.
And then, of course, along came who is now my business partner. And when I asked her, what do you want to do? She said, well, I'd like to work for you until you're ready to retire, at which time I'll buy the company. That's when I made her a business partner.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't want her as a competitor.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Operation Helping Our Heroes. We are trying to raise money for veterans. We're looking for to help service members and their families, all of that. And we need you to help us out right now.
Absolutely. And one thing that the CCVAC, I'm going to say that eventually, wow. You know, all the money goes to those that they are helping. There's not huge administrative costs. There's not huge marketing costs, as you see with some other organizations. You have 99.99999% of all the money that's donated goes to those who need help.
What, do you think somebody's going to drop a penny out there or something? Is that what that is?
They might.
Somebody will grab it.
people we run around with. Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah, they, you know, if they need a car repair, maybe the husband or the wife is deployed.
Yeah.
The car breaks down, something like that. They need, oil change, transmission, tires, whatever it is.
I heard a story the other day about one who'd lost the house to a fire.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And these folks there will help them out.
So like the way you can help is call 503-239-HELP. That is 503-239-4357. Or just run over to theanswerportland.com if you're one of those techie guys and you don't want to pick up the phone and just click on there. The big banner's on there. You can't miss it. Either way, this is how you help people.
This is how you help. And don't forget, the nice folks from Weston Kia, Jan Weston, his son Josh,
mm-hmm.
were here, and they wrote a check for $5,000 in a match, and they're going to match funds for donations. That's a great thing, and we thank them a lot for that.
So we've got a match coming up. So your money right now is going to help out twice as much.
All right. Absolutely. Well, in a case of that kind, there's my money right there.
Bob's bringing the checks out here.
There you go. There's my money, and that's kind of a challenge to all of the other vets out there who maybe have been fortunate like me and
thanks,
who
Bob.
Have done well.
Hey, Bob.
It's Handy
time,
man Bob.
You know, it's time for you to pony up and help those of our brothers and sisters who are not faring quite so well.
Yeah, and there's so many out there. And, I mean, I didn't realize how hard it is to get help when I was trying my grandfather. You know, I was talking about World War II veteran. You know, he was Iwo Jima all the way through Philippines with MacArthur, that kind of stuff. And just trying to get him, he was battling late stage dementia,
mm-hmm.
and just trying to get him to get in to get teeth fixed and things like that was
tough.
Brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was taking me a year to get care, and I was there to help him, but so many other people aren't. And that's the part that I look at that go, oh man, we can really use that kind of help to get people started out there, because there's so many people out there that are just not fortunate to have a family member or somebody else that can help them out that has the ability to do it. So 503-239-HELP. That's 503-239-4357.
Kim just gave us a new number here, and you haven't given her that check yet.
Oh, yeah. Here's another check so you can from Handyman Bob right Ooh, here. Nice. So, yeah.
Kim, I'll let you fill it in. Just don't fill it into Kimberly.
Yeah. There we go.
So we're going to change the tote board right now.
Yeah, before we give the number out here, let's let Bob's number
get up there. Brought us awfully close to that $31,000 mark.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
What's the number?
Let's do it. 503-239-HELP. That's 503-239-HELP. You're listening to Operation Help on Our Heroes. Let's run out to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. We might even talk some barbecue here. Bob, thanks for coming in.
It was a pleasure. Good being on air with you again.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Yeah. I must confess, got myself in a terrible mess. I got a new tattoo, two black eyes. Missing one too, but you should see the other guy. Girl, I must admit, I don't remember much. Someone must have served me a knockout punch. Cops with me up, off of the ground.
Now welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. We're a little bit off topic this week, but you know something? It's always on topic when we're talking about helping out veterans and their families around the holidays here. And now that we're getting into the holiday season, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and Veterans Day was just last week, it was time to help out these heroes. So this is our telethon from last week. For more information about it, go ahead and head over to my Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G., or you can head over to the website, which is theanswerportland.com. Click on Operation Helping Our Heroes. You can donate there. And then you can give money direct to them, and 100% of those proceeds will go to help veterans, veterans' families, and active duty service members that need a helping hand outside of the normal system. We've had a great time doing this show. This was the longest air time that I've done, and I can't tell you how many decades. 8-hour straight shift was brutal. It was fun. It was amazing. JT and I and Bob Miller and Lori, we all had the time of our lives. It was a great time, and there was nothing better the last few minutes. Trying to battle it out and really just trying to get every little last dime, and I think we did really well, something we have a lot to be proud of. And I want to say a great thank you out there to everybody that donated. There's so many people that helped out with this, and it is just absolutely amazing. And Weston Kia, I tell you what, you guys are rock stars, and you have a lot to be proud of, and thank you for supporting all that you did. Such a great time, and we really appreciate Weston Kia. You guys rocked it, and do business with those guys. They know how to help out. Now let's get back to the show, and let's jump back to JT and I last weekend. Welcome back to Operation Helping Our Heroes. We are raising money for veterans all across the area here. If you can hear us, we can help you. That's the great thing with this. 503-239-HELP. That's 503-239-HELP. I'm Eric G. from Around the House.
I'm JT from Barbecue Nation and Grilling at the Green. And we are very fortunate that, one, I finished eating my donut, and two, that we've got Bob Miller back in the studio with us here.
Howdy.
Bob, what was the impetus for you to start this radiothon? That you did it a long time ago, but what said, I got to do this?
Well, there was an article in the paper at the time that said something about military families were having trouble when they're, mm-hmm. and this was, you got to remember, in those days, we had a lot of people in Iraq, we had a lot of people in Afghanistan. And I read in the paper this article that said that, well, they're over there doing what they're doing, but their families here are struggling.
Right.
And I never even thought of that. Really? Well, it turns out, you know, National Guard, they make less money doing that. They volunteer to do it. But if they have to quit their job or at least take a furlough to do this, then they're down money. And so things happen. Refrigerators go out and washing machines go out and axles go out and that kind of thing. So I sat down with, at the time, a guy named Jack Clitheroe from the Salvation Army. We had lunch and we talked it over. I said, is there anything we can do with this? You know, because this is ridiculous.
Right.
And I'll bet most people don't know this is going on. And he said, well, yeah, we can try to get something together. And we did. I mean, and I have to give him a lot of the credit. I mean, most of it, because he did the legwork and the grunt work and and the phone calls and getting people interested and involved in it. And, of course, now we're working with Clark County Veterans, and they're doing the same thing the Army did. So that's how it started. I'm sorry. It was a short story, long. But
no, that's what we wanted. Wanted to get the backstory on that.
That's how it worked.
You've probably seen some great stories because of your work in starting this, of where first the Salvation Army and now CCVAC has actually done stuff. And one of the reasons that I think Eric and I agreed to do this today was the fact that they get money and they give it to somebody in need. Okay. And I know we got to go to break here, but we can follow up after the break. But
you got it.
But that's what I liked about it.
Yeah. Well, that's the basic idea. And that's how, you know, we just wanted to fix it up so there's no heavy paperwork. There's not a whole lot of bureaucracy, things like that. We find out what the need is. We vet them.
Sure.
You got to do that. But after they're vetted, you know, no red tape. We'll just get to work and get her done.
Yeah.
That's great.
Larry
That's
the great. Cable guy likes to say.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Exactly. Well, I want you to give us a call, 503-239-4357. That's 503-239-HELP. Because
we need your help today.
We need your help today. Yeah, we're trying to get these numbers up there. We've got a good old college start, but I know we can do so much more.
We can do. We got to go to break.
We do here. So, all right. When we come back, we're going to talk more operation. To donate, just go ahead and jump over to theanswerportland.com. That's theanswerportland.com. You can donate over there to Operation Helping Our Heroes. We really appreciate it. Don't worry about calling those phone numbers that we give out because no one's there to answer. Just head to theanswerportland.com. This is Around the House with Eric G. We'll be right back after these important messages. For listening to hour one of Around the House with Eric G. That is the radio show. Now, let's tune into hour number two. But first, let's like, follow, subscribe to any of the podcast formats you're listening to, whether it's SoundCloud or Spotify or iHeartRadio. Any one of those formats sure help us out if you do that, and it'll help us spread the word of Around the House. Thanks for listening. Let's hit hour number two.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.